Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
Hello!
Bonjour! Bonsoir!
Oh, hello. Hey, welcome everyone to Red Rebel Radio.
Going straight into it, are we?
Yeah, straight into it. We're not messing around. I've got to interview John Walsh on BBC Radio Cumbria in 35 minutes. So, and he waits for no man. No man at all. So, welcome everyone to the show.
What he does,
go on.
He must wait for some men.
Well,
yeah. His name being man.
Managers, worked as managers, some head coaches for rugby league and stuff. But generally, he doesn't wait for you, Swampy, and he doesn't wait for me. So.
Well, he's a legend. I've met him on a few occasions because I was one of the few, unlike you, Ben, that actually went to Workington when we played them a few seasons ago. So let's hope that they stay in the division this season. And if we do go down, we get an opportunity to go back up there again and say hello to him in person, Ben.
Well, this show, what is that pathetic ring?
Well, Ben, I want to let you know, I've actually, there's been complaints, I know there's been complaints, there was complaints on the national radio show I do as well, about coming to a public house and working from a public house. So what I've done is, I've actually got to the public house before the bar actually opens, so I'm actually here live and exclusive with the owner, Gregoire, of the best bar in the whole of Belgium. So if anyone's in Brussels, they want to get down to Dynamo Bar. 18 craft ales, all on tap. Lots of British, lots of European. Today, we've got French, we've got German, we've got Italian, got Dutch.
Sorry, any Carling Black Label?
Oh, yeah, he's got two
really?
Kegs of Carling Black Label.
Oh, I only thought they were local beer. They were local beer.
Tetley's on draft.
Oh.
He's got some Stella Artois. And he's got some, he's got Guinness, obviously, and he's got Heineken by the bucket load.
Right, okie dokie. Just to say, we're dedicating this show to Mayor, or Mayor, Mayor, to Mayor, who got in touch with us last week, because we did. We weren't crying for compliments, but we...
We let him down, Ben. We let him down. Well, we let him down.
Didn't let him down. We came back last week and we said no one noticed that we'd gone, except me. He'd been in touch with us to say, well, I noticed you'd gone. And he says, hello, chaps, just a quick note following your feedback request. Wasn't really, it was a cry for help, more than a request, in the last episode.
it was to find out if we had any listeners.
Yeah. First, thank you for producing the podcast. That's so polite, isn't it? I do enjoy
nice. It's got to be European. It has to be European.
I think so. I do enjoy listening to it regular. Second, to your question concerning missing episodes, when you're not in the mood or Swamp is losing his voice, To be honest, it is good to know in advance if there will or will not be a new episode. So those things could be announced perhaps on Twitter. Similarly, it looks less amateurish when new episodes are released more or less at the same time, or at least the same day. Oh, I need a wee now. At present, it is...
What do you mean you need a week?
At present,
I'm not quite finished yet.
At present, it is sometimes Fridays, sometimes Saturdays, and at times, none at all. I personally have a strong preference for Fridays because I enjoy listening on the train on the way back home from work.
Ah, it's better.
Oh, you're joking, man. I see they don't have Dyson hand dryers in the European Union. Wonder why. A nice way to get into the mood of for the weekend's football. So there we go. Right.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Ben, the first thing I want to do is I want to dedicate today's show to two things. First of all, I want to say a very, very happy International Women's Day. Or as they say in France, International Women's Rights Day. But I also want to dedicate the whole show to James O'Brien from LBC. Let's crack on, Ben. There's plenty to get through.
So, welcome everyone to Red Rebel Radio. This week, sponsored by several things, let's say. Oh, and a ringing phone. Lovely. Telford, hello. Are you going to answer that or what?
No, I'm not going to answer that, Ben.
I've got OCD. This is really annoying. I mean, are you... All right, it's like
that'd be the fax machine actually placing its orders for beverage for this fantastic Dynamo bar.
It's literally like the office of FC Radio. One phone ringing in an empty room with just Swampy there. That's beautiful, beautiful. AFC Telford United this week, NFC United's must win game. Must win. I don't think there's any point drawing it, Swampy, or is there? Four straight draws. Is that a good thing?
Well, listen, 27 points to play for, in all fairness. A point away for a team that are currently sixth in the division on 54 points against FC United, who are currently second bottom on 27 points. I think if we get a result there of any kind at all, I think it's going to be a bonus. I think after listening to Neil last week when we did the interview with him, I think he said that they felt that they played sufficiently well enough in the second half to warrant perhaps even the 3 points, but it felt like a win, even though getting that goal in the dying seconds of the additional minutes. And why not? I think we can go there with confidence. I think we can go there as a football team, and the supporters can go there and sing their hearts out. And I'm hoping that we get at least a point there. It's going to be a very tough ask. We've only, I think, won there once, I think 2-1. Oh, no, we've beaten them once. I think it was our place 2-1. But look, it's a hard place to go to. We've never had a great success. Why not? Why not go down there and upset the odds like Manchester United did with a depleted team on Tuesday against PSG. Everyone written off United. United fans had written them off as well, ourselves included. I'd written them off. I was sat in a bar watching it with a friend of mine, and well, what happened was miraculous. And let's hope we can, have the benefit of their kind of never die attitude tomorrow. And I'm sure Neil will instill that in them tomorrow as well. Although saying that, Ben, I know you have a little show later on with the manager, and I am led to believe there are quite a number of injuries, and a couple of players have actually gone back to their respective clubs as well. So it will be very interesting, the kind of team that FC play tomorrow.
Is there any point interviewing him? I might as well just interview you.
Well, I like, you see, what I try to do, Ben, is before we go straight into the show, I try to give you a heads up, but you never gave me a chance there. So I thought I was going to, in the middle of the show, just let you know. I won't name names because that's not right to do so.
You're a journalist.
It just gives a flavour of the show that you'll be doing with Neil a little later on. I've given a little bit of context to that. I've given a little opportunity for people to know there are some injury worries. There are players that have gone back. There are one or two players that I think have come back. But that's for you to dig into the bones and get a really good interview out of Neil. Now you know a little bit more. Because, I mean, you generally don't know a great deal,
no,
do you?
No, not really. Jack of all trades, master of none. Is what I'm suggesting. I thought you meant the other show that I'm on later, because I'll be on Black Country Radio on Friday night this week, talking about football and stuff. Yeah,
but that's exactly. I mean, how you got that gig? I mean, you piggybacked the quality that we've brought for 10 to 14 years. You've piggybacked it all and got all these gigs when clearly, basically, you know nothing about pretty much any sport. I mean, you know, and that's let's be honest, that is pretty factual.
I know bits and bobs. I know bits and bobs.
Well, you do, yeah. I mean, I've listened to the Rugby League show, and it's exactly the same as the Northern Premier League show.
No, it's not. How dare you?
But just talking about a different egg-shaped ball, and now you know about, on the 20 or on the 40 or on the 60. Oh, look at Ben knowing all this stuff about Rugby League.
So, as I was saying, yes, I'll be on Black Country Radio later talking about football.
And I'll try and shoot in, Ben.
And just to be clear, when I first did that, because I'm not really a football pundit, in any way, shape, or form. I said to you, you've taught me a lot, Swampy, because basically I know your tricks. I know what you're up to, and you're very good at it. And that's what I've done. I've just nicked what you're good at. That's all. That's all.
Yeah, but the thing is, you made it worse.
Oh, don't I mean, that.
No, those were tricks of the stuff. You're doing quite well. You know, you're a young man, and you're doing quite well for yourself.
I'm 35.
Well, I consider 35 quite a young man still. I mean, I know you don't look it. Yeah. I know you don't look it. You look, well, we know what you look like, but that's a good job. That's why you're on radio.
Yeah. Anyway,
Anyway, crack on.
Yeah, football tomorrow, and loads of injuries, loads of players out injured and that kind of thing, I believe, Swamper. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting, side Neil Reynolds puts out on Saturday. But more on that, and we're not going to give the game away. We do the pre-match interview on a Friday night, and we release it, depending on how much information's put out there for the other manager to exploit, dictates when we put it out, because I don't like to put it out earlier in case it gives the manager an advantage. So if it's too explosive, it'll be out at 2:45 on Saturday.
Ben, we're second bottom. I don't think any manager cares if we've got injuries or not. I think they all think they're going to beat us, to be honest. I mean, you know, I don't think they'd be worrying about, oh, FC United have got this player out injured, that player out injured. They'll just say, go out, lads, just beat them. That's what everyone else has been doing all season. So, you know, their team talk won't make a jot of difference depending upon who's in or who's out, I would have thought. However, I understand where you're coming from. You know, let's hope that... you get all the information that you need a little later on. And if managers are starting to listen to this broadcast in order to get an idea of how FC United are going to set up tomorrow, then they need to get out more. They need to basically give their head a bit of a wobble and, you know, concentrate on themselves rather than a highly award-winning quality radio show such as this. But
we've never even been nominated. Anything.
No, notwithstanding. Anyway, what's next on the agenda?
Since you last heard from us, obviously we had the game on Saturday, but there's been some matches midweek as well. A great result for Curzon Ashton on Monday. Thank you very much. Curzon Ashton 1, Guiseley 0. That was Guiseley's game in hand. Out the window. It's 6 points. But really, Swampy, it's 7, isn't it? Because of the goal difference.
Well, it is, yeah. But as I said to you, you know, when we talked last week, I said that Guiseley had two big games coming up. And if FC United could get a result on Saturday and Guiseley's results didn't go our way, it keeps us in touching distance. And that's exactly what's happened. So, you know, as I said, there's 27 points to play for. And if FC United can get a result tomorrow and Guiseley, they're away tomorrow to Spennymoor. Spennymoor obviously had a bit of a blip last week, but equally, they are a top four team. And therefore, you'd expect them to bounce back straight away and put Guiseley to the sword. The other games, obviously, Ashton are playing BPA. BPA been very up and down since a fantastic season. And then they've had a real, real roller coaster. But hopefully, BPA can maybe put them out of the bag there against Ashton. And Hereford, well, let's hope Darlow, let's hope Darlington, and my friends from Darlington can do us a favour, and Hereford can be clawed back into it as well. So they're the three big games for us that we have to concentrate on. The likes of Leamington and other teams, I think, are a bit too far away.
How can Hereford be kind of on the edge of the radar on 36 points and Leamington aren't, even though Leamington have played a game more than Hereford? Ridiculous, Swamper. I urge you to readdress your last comments.
Leamington, what I'm saying. Yeah, of course. Well, I was just hoping that you'd done your research, and I was just there, just throwing that in for you to see if you actually knew where they were in the division, and then you could pull it back, and it sounds like you actually know what you're talking about.
Exactly. I know where they are in the division. Don't ask me, though, where to pick them out on a map. No idea. South of Crewe, isn't it?
Everything south of Crewe, Ben.
Yeah, it is. Anyway.
Pretty much.
Like you said, Swampy, Spennymoor against Guiseley, Hereford against Darlington, Chester against Leamington. It's going to be one of them afternoons where hopefully we could end the afternoon 3 points from safety with a couple of more teams within touching distance.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, and as I said, that's what we've got to. We've got to get a result somehow tomorrow. And as I say, even if it's a point in the right direction. It might be too late in the season. I don't know, but equally, you know, we're doing what we can and putting up a battle, and that's all you can expect. And as I say, when you're playing a team that are currently six and have. Then you got double your points, then it's going to be a tough ask. But there's belief in the camp. There is a manager that believes in himself, and he believes in the rest of his squad and his management team. And let's see what we can do. It's as simple as that. And you know, there's nothing more we can really talk about in respect of the game. We can talk about other things, obviously.
Yes. Just to say, Hereford's game in hand is on Tuesday night. When they host Brackley Town, so keep an eye on that one midweek as well. But just to add as well, I know we've had three straight draws now, Swampy, but I think Neil's pretty much said the same thing. Wouldn't it just be nice to put games to bed in the first half and have a nice, relaxing final 10 minutes of matches? Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but it's not... In football, it doesn't necessarily work that way, does it? Especially when you're now down near the bottom. There's no comfortable games unless you're winning by 4 or 5 goals. In football today, you can be 3-1 up and, you know, before you know it, you're drawing 3-3 and then you lose it all in extra time and you've been beaten 4-3. You know, we've been in games comfortable. I mean, Ashton was a prime example of that earlier this season, and we end up getting beat by 4-3. So at the end of the day, you know, it's just you should play your 90 minutes, work hard, and all you can do is hope that the result goes your way. You get a little bit of luck. We've had no real luck this season at all. And we are where we are for a reason. It doesn't help when you've had 3 managers, an interim manager, you know, 4 goalkeepers and 58 players. I mean, you know, it really has been a topsy-turvy season. And I'm sure, even though we all love football, we'd like this season to end as quick as possible so we can actually make plans for next season and, you know, get a squad, get a group of players that suit either the division that we're in or the division that we're going to be in, and we can make a real fist of it.
Now, Telford tomorrow, and that means that we can be doing our public deed, our public duty, and provide you all with a bit of a tourist guide for what you can be doing tomorrow before the game, after the game, maybe even during the game in Telford. And the number one thing that you could do tomorrow in Telford is visit the Exotic Zoo, which has got 994 reviews. It's an average of 5 stars out of 5. And it's at the Lakeside Plant Centre. So it sounds delightful. And it's got a picture of some exotic animal and then a meerkat and some other exotic animals. Of course, you could describe a meerkat as an exotic animal, of course.
I don't think meerkats are classed as exotic animals, are they? I mean, what's in there?
You don't see them at Bury Market, do you? It's they're from a
desert.
Believe
you me, I've seen them scuttling there. The ones at the bottom end at the Black Pudding store, he checks out, looks up, has a look, and then, yes, quick, lads, go. And they all hoard in, boom, they steal the artisan bread, the artisan black puddings, and the vegan pork pies, and off they go. I've seen it on a regular basis, Ben.
Just a couple of reviews on the Exotic Zoo. Peacock.
Peacock's not exotic.
Well, it's his name. A peacock's been in touch on TripAdvisor to say, "We love the Exotic Zoo. Lots of animals to look at and touch." /Hold. So there you go.
Let me do my
Judith Chalmers. And Amy's been in touch to say, came here during half term with friends and children. We all had a lovely time. So it sounds like a great place to go. Certainly better than the new book said, I'm imagining.
Are there any new books? Are there any new books in there? Because they're quite exotic, aren't they? They're, you know, they're seen on the plains of the deserts of Africa and other places around the world. But I'm just wondering if they're in the exotic zoo. I can't believe we're talking about exotic zoo. Hey. And you're talking to an animal rights activist who doesn't believe in zoos in any way, shape, or form.
It gets better, because if you're an animal rights activist and you love your puns, then you are going to love the second most popular attraction in Telford, and that is the Hoo Farm Animal Kingdom. And it's to do with owls. That's why they've got the Hoo there.
Hoo. 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 You know, Ben, actually, though, it's interesting because you mentioned owls there, and there's a big problem at the moment in Ireland, because obviously with Brexit, on the border of the north and the south, I mean, it's very easy to, you know, sort out the differentiation between the border. But when it comes to animals, it's been very, very problematic. However, they have discovered if you get an owl from the south, it's like, and then if it's from the north, So you can tell the difference by basically they have local dialect voices, and the owl is a good example of that. My impressions were dreadful, by the way. I'd like to just make that clear.
To be honest, I literally thought I was talking to an Irish owl. I thought that's what happened. Yeah, it was uncanny.
Well, you're a twit.
Anyway, Telford Steam Railway is another place to go, and apparently there's steam trains there. So
brilliant.
Yeah,
brilliant.
And finally for me, Telford Town Park, where you can go and sit on a bench.
It's a park in Telford. Yeah. And it's called the Town Park.
It's got a bandstand. It's got a lake. and it's got some benches, and it looks lovely. So, yeah.
Marvellous. Well, Ben, to be honest, the only thing I can tell you about Telford is a few famous people that are from there. I let you do the what's on the famous people that... Len Murray, the trade union leader and Labour MP. Jeremy Corbyn was educated in the borough as well. And Stuart Lee was born and educated in the area as well. So three glorious people. Also the band T'Pau from there as well. T'Pau. If you want to know, and you've lost your mobile phone, you're going to need to know the area code that you're dialing, and that's 01952. The other thing about Shropshire, Ben, is that, and Telford in general, Telford, there was a boundary change in Telford from 1997 to 2010, had a Labour MP since 2015, I should say, and since then it's been a Conservative MP. But the whole area of Shropshire is basically, it's rather Labour light. It's a wash of blue. It's an agricultural area, you see. So, you know, those farmers have been getting the subsidies from the EU for probably the last 30 or 40 years, who all voted out. You know, that's the kind of area it is. It's a very strange area. Lots of very posh independent schools. My father did tell me once that he was... sat on his back lawn, which is shared by 20 people because it's a residential place, and the local school, the helicopter came across because Santa Claus was delivering the presents. That's how posh it is. They got Father Christmas delivering presents from a helicopter. Wow. The other half live, eh?
The other thing that Santa didn't need to go by helicopter to deliver presents. He could have travelled down the delightful M54 motorway, which is arguably up there as one of the most pointless motorways in the world, I'm going to suggest. Doesn't go anywhere, does it? Apart from Telford.
There you go. Thanks. I'll give you a couple of... if you're laughing at your own joke, Ben, that says everything I need to know. It's a very picturesque area of the country. Very, very beautiful. And obviously it borders Wales. I would suggest one side slightly nicer than the other, but it's for the listener to decide. But I tell you what, Ben, we've learned a few things this week.
Yeah. Okay. Matters arising. It's now time to head over to Swampy for the matters arising from this week. What have we learned, Swampy, from this week?
What we've learned is, it's my ball. And if you don't let me be the centre forward, the penalty taker, the referee, the linesman, the manager, and also win the World Cup, I'm taking me ball in and no one's going to play.
Sorry, is this a young Harry Kane we're talking to here?
Theresa May Brexit situation, isn't it?
Okay, sorry.
It really is, basically. Goodness gracious me. You hear about the head teacher, Ben? The head teacher has basically been cleaning the school toilets, the head teacher, because they've got no money. We are apparently the most affluent we've ever been. This government are saying we are absolutely, all should be thankful. We're all, our wages are rising. Everyone's better off. And I also heard another Tory MP during the week say that food banks were a product of the Labour Party. And he wasn't challenged. This is the problem. No one's challenging. And the thing is, he went, oh, sorry, the show's finished, so there's no comeback. And people aren't picking up. That's what we need to do. You need to pick these people. They lie and lie and lie and lie. PMQs, they lie. They constantly lie. They continuously keep the same mantra, keep going on and on and on and on, and eventually people believe it. And this is the problem we've got. If we could only do that with football and believe FC United are the top of the league, and basically perhaps we could be. But it's an absolute nonsense. It really is.
That was an awkward shoe-in back to the football. Awkward.
Yeah, and also, Ben,
just before we go, this is basically for Swampy's benefit, not for mine. I'd urge you, Swampy, to check out Will Self's death stare. He stared out a member of the Conservative ERG, Marc Francois, on BBC Politics, and it was sensational. If looks could kill, it was amazing. Anyway.
How far has Farage got on his walk from the Sunderland? Do we know yet, or has he started it?
I've not heard anything about that, sir. No,
he's walking from Sunderland. Yeah, he's walking from Sunderland, isn't he?
I'm sure. If it happens, our congregation of media will be there. FC Radio okay, won't be there because we've got stuff on, unfortunately. got the women's team on Sunday. I mean, we've got to prioritise. Anyway, right. So, Swampy, just before you go, Tapau. We're going to play Tapau? Is that what we're
No,
doing?
We're not. No,
oh, that's a shame.
No. Don't be so stupid. It's International Women's Day, and you want to play Tapau? Or as I say in Yorkshire, Tapau. I mean, the band, they call it Tap, don't they? There's a couple of songs I was looking at, really, and I was thinking, you know, International Women's Day, so it's got to be a woman singing, surely. Oh, no, I'm being controversial. No, actually, I'm not. There was a song called One Woman that was done in about 2013 from about 23 different people from around the world, and they sang this one song. And it's beautiful, but it's also Bobbins, so I decided we're not having that one. We've also got Respect by Aretha Franklin, which is an all-time classic, which, again, everyone will love, but we only get to play 30 seconds of a song, so we're not doing that one either. So I'm going to play Bad Girls by M.I.A. She's a British rapper, been around for a long time now, in fairness, a Tamil. She's a Tamil, so she's been a political activist. She's a really, really brilliant in what she does, and the song is called Bad Girls by M.I.A., and we're going to finish with that, Ben. So what just remains for me to say, good luck to FC United tomorrow. This show has been slightly more political, a little bit more of a rant at the end.
Let's judge based on the edit, Swamper.
Oh, yeah. But, Ben, you know, we're an international show, Ben. I'd love Maya to get back in contact again. I'd love to know where he or she is from. And I'd also, they actually listen to it travelling back from work. So, if they are in Europe, mainland Europe, like I am, come and have a beer. I'm inviting. I will say now, any single person that is in mainland Europe or in Belgium that wants to come for a beer in Dynamo Bar, it's in Brussels, it's very easy to find. I will buy the first drink for anybody that walks in here and says, Red Rebel Radio, Swampy. That is a guarantee. That is a Swampy guarantee.
In brackets.
Anyone.
In brackets. And Ben. Yay.
I'm Ben. No. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm Ben, perhaps. But there's my offer to anybody in Europe that wants to come into Dynamo Bar. Free drinks.
It's nice of the landlord to offer that.
that was one of our French compadres who's brought in I don't know what's in there. But anyway, so it's enough for me, Ben. I was going to say, good luck to FC United tomorrow. Let's hopefully we can get some form of results. It's been enjoyable.
Good show.
I've enjoyed the show.
Good show.
I'm hoping everyone else is enjoying the. You know, you don't get this on Graham Norton.
We're clapping ourselves.
We are. Well done. Well done, everyone. Well done, James O'Brien.
And here comes another song, and finishing the show this week, it's Tapau.
Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. Live fast, die young, bad girls, do it well. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the dashboard. My chain hits my chest when I'm banging on the radio. Get back, get down. Pull me closer if you think you can hang. Hands up.
This is FCUM Radio, where fluorescent coloured football boots are completely unacceptable.